cliffcentral.com.
Yeah. Was that too loud on that one? How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like Mr. P.
Well, you can't not be heard with T-shirt playing.
I didn't even know that song. This is like the kind of music that I know exists out there that young people listen to, but I'm not really, you know,
I just
play it in the background when I want to be thuggish in my car. But anyway, welcome to it. It is the weekly mashup. I sound particularly tinny today, but I hope we'll fix that soon. And my name is Timisha Masha, and of course, I don't travel alone. She has, well, is it a new hairstyle? But it's looking particularly fetching today.
Oh, thank you. Yes. It is Candace Mama, y'all.
Candace Mama. I hope you guys can hear me all right. I don't like the way I'm sounding myself.
We can actually hear you well.
So, you know, we're going to carry on with that while we fix that technically. But tell us about what happened this week.
So much.
Especially, I want to talk about your blog.
Yes.
To start off with, okay?
Okay, so I'm sure you've read my blog because you had to. It was like homework, you know, for the show. So basically, what I blogged about, for the people who don't know what I wrote, it is about failing.
Yeah.
So it was my first blog for this year, actually. It was last year I blogged quite frequently.
What took you so long, for goodness sake?
I know. And it was actually because I was busy failing, and that's what the blog discusses. So, I had to write and tell people that, you know what, I've been failing at a lot of things and I'm just going to come out and be honest about it. And I know I'm a motivational speaker. I know I do this as a profession, but I've got a claim that, you know, things have not been going great for me. And I shared that with people, and it was actually, I got such an overwhelming response from it.
Do they feel sorry for you? Or?
No, a lot of people. You're an asshole. I didn't write it so people would feel sorry for me. Yeah. It was just to say, you know what, we all fail, but we all get up and we move forward, you know. And no one felt sorry for me. But I was actually surprised at how many people were like, you know what, damn, I'm so glad someone else said it. You know, I've been feeling this way. So it's actually great. Yeah, it was a great response from everyone.
Okay. I read it and I loved it. But I always love your blogs. I'm like one of your biggest fans.
Aww.
And what encouraged me was what you were talking about in terms of actually some of the best ways to motivate someone is to tell them that, you know, I too have failed.
Yeah.
Because the thing about, you know, motivational speakers, we think you guys never fail at anything. Like,
we walk
you
on
wake
clouds.
Up and you just talk to yourself. Like,
exactly.
Be motivated. Say yes today.
Very Buddha-ish,
have hope,
right?
You know what I mean? And then you just walk out and like, that's what you do.
I'm walking
and then you just
sunshine.
Share it with the rest of us.
Yeah.
And like, what's wrong with you people?
Exactly.
But then I realized you're just like the rest of us, you know.
Messed up.
Like, and here's the thing, right? What I loved about it though was, I don't think that what you were saying was, okay guys, it's okay to be a complete failure and not get your life together.
Yeah.
But you're going to try some things that are not going to work out. And in fact, if you try things regularly enough, there's going to be a lot of things that just do not work out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I got that feeling this year or last year where it was like, you failed so much at this relationship thing. Can you just not do it again? Can you just like, can you stop? Can you stop trying to fall in love? You know what I mean? Like, go out there, sleep around if you must, when you need to. But like, don't fall in love, man. That's not working for
And
you.
There you went.
And it's hard for us. You know, it's like people, when you fail, it's like, this is hard for us.
Yes, yes.
You're like, oh,
yes.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry my broken heart affects you so badly.
You know what I mean? I'm so sorry that my failed business has hurt your feelings so much that you're suggesting maybe you should
get
like a regular job, you know?
Yeah.
Because here you are again.
You're putting us all through this.
And you put us through this. We have to watch you suffer.
How selfish of you.
You know
how
I mean?
Absolutely selfish of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that about what you said, because I think that's important for everyone to understand.
Yeah.
That the thing about success is sometimes what stops us from succeeding is we just start to think that if I fail one more, I have no room to fail, in fact, one more time. So I'm not even going to try one
more
time.
Yes, yes. I don't think I can handle it.
But it's a human condition. We are going to fail at more things than we're going to succeed at.
But it's just the
and
resilience. Exactly. But Winston Churchill said, success is going from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just really what it is. You got to keep picking yourself up and saying, you know what, next.
And if that's one person who should know about that, it's Winston Churchill. I mean, if you think about the picture of Winston Churchill, I always think to myself, if people knew the real Winston Churchill, you know, and he's amazing. I love Winston.
Yeah, yeah. He said some great things.
He started smoking cigars at 9.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, he's not exactly a role model for healthy living.
Or for your kids.
Or for your kids. He would wake up every morning, and before he even, like, when he opens his eyes, he needs a dram of whiskey by the side of the bed. Yes. So that when he opens his eyes, the first thing he has to taste in his mouth is whiskey. Okay, that's before he's brushed his teeth. And I don't think people know this, but he regularly held meetings with, like, his parliamentarians and everything while he was in bed.
Yes.
In the morning, because he didn't want to get out of bed until about 10. So this guy's like my hero. By literally lunchtime, he had gone through a couple of drinks already. I think he had a beer for breakfast, I'm not sure. But for lunch, he always started with a small bottle of champagne.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And then by 4, he needed a nap because
he was
drinking
drunk
all
actually.
Day.
He was a drunk. Is that what
I
you're saying?
I tried to live the Winston Churchill life last year.
This incredible man, I just posted, and I quoted.
And I
told
him
he's a drunk.
I failed.
I'm so glad.
He's so strong. He's so much stronger than
his liver was way stronger than yours, clearly.
Dude.
Clearly.
Anyway, he lived till like 80-something, I think 90-something even.
Yeah.
Am I correct? 90-something.
Yeah.
And he said this. He acknowledges the reason why he lived so long is because he never did a day of exercise in his life. That's what he said.
I love how you're looking at me smiling.
Yeah, I look at me like,
you're so happy.
You're gonna die before me.
Wow, aren't we hopeful?
Should I put a dumbbell in your in your coffin?
That would be so cool, though.
A golden dumbbell.
No, the coffin should be a dumbbell, really. Yeah.
But anyway, no, I'm glad that you wrote that blog. We've been waiting for you. You know, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I mean, it did take me like 5 months.
Is that how long it took you to type it out?
No, it actually took like a disappointment.
Yes, you want to talk about that?
No.
That's all right. Okay. You can do it, eh? Just pick yourself up. It's not you. It's them. All of them.
Or every single one of them. Yes. No, I don't want to talk about it. But it actually did. It helped me a lot in terms of getting my creative juices flowing, getting me back into really working out intensely and doing good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know what? I'll tell the listeners this. If you're listening out there and you're worried about failure, don't worry about it. Failure is one of the most intensely creative or inspirational things that can happen to you in terms of creativity. You guys must go to shawnnaidu.com, www.shawnnaidu.com, and check out the latest video that we have for Becoming.
Yes.
It's a new series that we've come up with. It's only going to be available on the web. Mm-hmm. Don't know how long that's going to be before someone buys us out.
Yeah.
And it's on mainstream TV. But basically what we're doing is we're trying to show young people the story of, you know, people that they might look up to and see where they've come from and what they are becoming.
Yeah.
So the first one is mine. And in that I do talk about like failure. And I do say that, you know, my first year of trying this thing in the media.
Yeah.
I went to 100 auditions. 100
auditions. And auditions aren't fun, guys.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they said no 100 times. Probably more.
Yeah.
That means every other day I was being told no.
No.
You're not good enough. Sorry.
And every other day your mother would give you a side eye like, when are you going to get a job?
Fortunately, I was living in Joburg.
Oh, thank goodness.
So the motivation was I needed the money for rent.
For food.
You know, for basics. So I keep going. But all I'm saying is you just got to keep going. I mean, if I had stopped maybe at number 90.
Yeah.
And I said, no, stuff this.
Yeah.
I've gone to 90.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to fail at that
number,
right? Let me
go get a call center job.
You know what I mean? I'm allowed to just like say it's enough. I wouldn't be here talking to you right now.
No, you wouldn't.
So if you're out there and you've had a number of no's in certain areas of your life, don't stop, because there's something about to happen in your life that we as a nation need for you to push through.
Yes.
That one day when you do pull through, we can have that's going to
be. And we can
all
be motivated by you.
Yeah.
But I have a very big belief that failure is the sharpening tool for greatness. You can't be great if you don't fail, you know, and
that's true.
You can only become great by continually failing and continually improving.
Yeah.
So that's, that's all I have to say.
We have a very special guest today.
Yes.
So don't go anywhere, because in the next minute or two, we're going to be talking to her. I did want to go into this whole, I just saw some videos the other day, like this. There's this Manchester bombing and Ariana Grande concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who rode over all those pedestrians in New York.
Yeah.
And I was just like disturbed again. You know, I always get disturbed by terrorism, and I know that that's what that's all about. And I don't know if I want to even go into this, but I just wanted to say that I really don't understand it.
As you should.
I mean, it's honestly senseless. I was hoping for something more poignant.
No, it's senseless.
But that's all I have to say. Like, if you're going through something and you're hurting, there's no point trying to hurt other people. It's not going to help you.
Yeah, it's just senseless violence. I don't, you know what? It's just, I feel like for me, the biggest problem with the Manchester bombing was that it was targeting young, innocent kids.
That's
you know,
that's,
and I'm saying all really life upsetting matters, don't get me wrong, but I think especially when you're targeting a youth,
on,
I mean,
man,
that's the next generation that's supposed to
Ariana
carry the country.
Ariana Grande concert, who do you
think
is going to be there?
It's disgusting. Is this, no, well, they knew exactly who was going to be
and
there.
And the thing is, this is a young man. He's like early 20s, I think 21, 22.
Yeah.
And he's a Libyan refugee, right?
Yeah. That's,
and now we're trying to help refugees. Well, not we, but we're trying to say that refugees have a place that they need to be helped by Europe and that sort of thing. Mm. And this happens and it takes back that course.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's terrible. But all we can do is send, you know, all our thoughts
our condolences
and love
to everybody
and,
out there.
To everyone
really,
out
really
there.
Our deepest condolences.
The world needs more love.
And the world does need more love. So we're sending love to all the families out there in Manchester who are hurting, and all the families in New York who are hurting as well.
Really. Yeah.
Much love and may God comfort you guys.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I'm
drum
super
roll,
excited.
While you introduce.
Then you have to do the drum roll if I'm introducing.
I'm doing the drum roll.
Like, really? And our guest, today, as you have seen on my Facebook, on my Twitter, on my Instagram, the amazing Jeanette McKenzie, who happens to be a psychic, medium, and clairvoyant. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
I mean, Jeanette did tell me before the show that she does not just say yes to any radio, you know, interviews.
And so she was on Carte Blanche just the other day, so it's like,
But she said, you know, she usually turns people down and, you know, look at me getting things done.
Who can say no to all of that?
Considering she hadn't seen all of this, I'm just happy that my energy preceded me.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for being here, Jeanette. We're very excited
you.
That you're here
Thanks
with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where are you from? You've got an interesting accent.
I'm from Scotland.
Oh, really?
Aye, laddie.
So you understood when I said a wee dram of whiskey.
A wee dram, yes.
Yeah? You have one this morning?
Yes, it's mother's milk.
I know that in Scotland, one of my favorite dishes in Scotland is oats.
Haggis.
What?
No.
Haggis is second, but the oats. The oats are special because they put a wee dram of whiskey in the oats, which is like the only way to have whiskey. I mean, or rather oats. No, you can have your whiskey without oats, but you can't have your oats without whiskey.
That's all you got from that.
That's
the whiskey.
That's all I got.
Whiskey and oats.
Yeah.
That is a shame. You go to one of the most beautiful places and you come back with whiskey and
oats.
What
is Scotland famous for? Isn't whiskey?
Drinking.
And golf, right? Those are two major things. Scotland has given us whiskey and golf, and of course electricity, because I think Thomas Edison was originally
That's
from
right,
Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just
look at you.
Goodness.
I know. I'm so impressed.
Yeah. And penicillin, by the way.
That's
good.
Yes.
So, you know.
And the phones.
And oh, it's right. It was the phone. The telephone, not electricity.
Telephone.
Because William Bell was actually from Scotland.
Wow, geez. Right. Yeah. Talk about getting our education here.
And don't forget Nessie the Monster.
Nessie the Monster.
Nessie the Monster.
Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah.
Yes.
So you came all the way from Scotland. What age were you? Because let's just get it out there. What age were you when you realized you had a particular gift that no one else had?
I was born with this.
Yes.
So I was 4 when I realized I had
4?
This.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
That's a lot to handle at 4.
Because I think 4 is a number for me. Cause I realized I had this gift for, I suppose, broadcasting, acting, whatever, at 4. Mm. And now you're saying that you realized that you had this gift at 4. Did you realize that you had a gift for
being in the spotlight?
Modeling and
yes, at 4.
Fabulous at 4?
I didn't know 4, but I think when I was really young. Yeah.
And did it scare you? Because this is not like...
No,
not
it
at all.
Fascinated me, actually. It scared everybody else, but it fascinated me.
So what was your first thing that you told your family? Like, I mean, was it something that you revealed, that you realized was going to happen? Or
yes, it was. My father worked in the steelworks in Scotland.
Yes.
And I used to sleepwalk.
Oh.
Okay. I was a child. My brother and I used to sleepwalk.
Wow.
And my father brought me through into the lounge and sat me next to him, still in a sleep state.
Yeah.
And I kept touching his face and his chest and that, and saying to him, there's going to be an explosion and you're going to get your face in your chest burnt.
Oh.
While you're sleeping.
I'm sleeping, yeah. And then when I came out of this, I was actually touching my father's face in his chest.
Wow.
And I said to my dad, you must be careful.
Yeah.
You know, and I was talking to him. And like a week later, There was an explosion in the steelworks.
Oh.
At the furnace where he was working, and he did get all burnt.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
So it went on for there, yes. And my father and mother used to say I had to keep quiet.
Oh.
Because I mustn't tell people.
Because were they scared of like how people would relate to you?
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh. But my grandmother and her sisters were psychics.
Oh, okay.
So I could go to her and talk to her about it. And then she encouraged me more and more. And we used to go to the spiritual church together and we were encouraged there.
Oh, wow. So as you were growing older, would you start like being able to rein it in and say that, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So you had to teach yourself how to rein it in and
my grandmother was a role model for me.
Oh yes.
I could go to her and I could go to her sisters, talk to them, and they would explain things to me.
Oh wow, okay, so
this is something that has obviously been in the family for some time.
When I was back in Scotland in December there, I found out my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather was very involved in it as well.
Okay. Wow.
Which I've never known about.
For those who don't know, because I certainly don't, what is a spiritual church?
It's a spiritual church is where we believe in a lot of the other churches, what a lot of the other churches believe in. We do not do human sacrifices at the end of the...
That's a relief.
Although I don't know if I qualify. You were clutching your pearls.
Well, you know, it's like I think they need virgins.
Oh, yeah, no, you're gone.
That's very difficult to find.
So I'm safe.
But we believe in the seven principles.
Okay.
Okay.
We teach the seven principles and we stand by that. And also, a cross signifies the four corners of the world.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So is there any of the seven principles that you can share with us?
One is the fatherhood of God, mm-hmm. the brotherhood of all mankind, the continuity of life after the transition called death, and so forth.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, you look so speechless. Like, he's already like losing color in his face. Now that we have the background.
His grandfather standing behind him.
Oh. Really? He is? Which one? My paternal or my maternal grandfather?
Your paternal.
What's he saying? I want to know.
Yeah.
No, that's why he's standing behind you.
Does he do that often? You know, could he just like whisper like, don't talk to Candace. She's not good for you.
That's what he's telling me now.
Yeah. I think he told me that before, but I didn't listen. And here we are.
Got it showing everything.
But like you say stuff like that, which I'm like, okay.
I keep looking over you.
You can't see him. You don't have the eye. Stop it. You're not qualified.
I can try.
I mean, that must freak people out though. I mean, in fact, let me go backwards.
Yes.
When you were growing up, you didn't have control of being able to discern, I suppose, when to tell somebody and when not to tell somebody, right?
No.
Or you always did.
I'm very outspoken, so I always did.
Okay, that must have freaked a couple of people out.
Because as you're growing up, it's like you're shunned for everybody. It's like a lonely life.
Yeah.
Because people didn't really understand a lot yet then, and still don't, actually. You know, there's still a lot to learn in this. This is a never-ending journey. Never-ending journey.
Okay, tell me something, because you said something when I walked into the studio. And I'm not sure if you were joking or not. That we met in a previous life. But nonetheless, how many previous lives do you believe that you've had?
Oh, there's about five that I know of.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Can you elaborate on some of them?
Look, everybody wants to be a princess or a king.
Right.
I don't want to be a princess, but I don't want to be a king.
Does that happen as often as people think? Because I think there have to be
all of us are like, we were queens back in the day.
Yeah, who's going to clean the
bathrooms? I completely believe I was a queen back in the day. Like, I'm like, somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, you would believe that.
Obviously.
You're probably a janitor. In a medieval castle.
I doubt it.
I think you were, actually.
A janitor? I'm like, wow, that just shattered me.
Only now is your spirit coming alive.
Yeah, it's like you're improving, baby. You're improving.
Yeah, you're coming through now.
You're terrible. So, okay.
Yeah,
I want to get actually into the reading because I'm so curious.
No, we have to get like perspective.
No, because you just want to get perspective so that we don't get into what
No,
we
I
want to
get perspective. I want to get
whatever, nigga.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. The N-word will be bleeped. No, it won't. It's Cliff Central.
Is this going to last? I don't see it going anywhere.
No, what what I want to know actually is like, actually, I want to know the state, like, can you tune into the state of the world or like South Africa and say, you know, this is where the country's going. Is it going to get better? You know, that kind of stuff. Or is that too much pressure?
No, it's not too much pressure, but yeah. Do they still deport people?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'll end up getting deported.
Freedom of speech is guaranteed, but freedom after speech
is not.
Oh, well, I'll take
Don't say anything that will get you deported, please.
No, I just feel that this is such a beautiful country.
Mm.
And if people would stand together and work together, we could sort it out.
Yeah,
and knowing that I'm going to be the next president here,
obviously,
it'll be sorted out within a couple of months. No, I just feel that, you know, instead of all this aggro and the hatred between people and that, they must stop this.
Yeah, mm.
They must think before they speak. They must think before they do things. They must stop this racial comments from all over, for both sides, black and white.
Yeah.
And they must stand together. They must sort out the country together.
Yeah. But because globally speaking, like, I mean, Trump is ruining the States. There's Putin in Russia. We've got our own Jay-Z.
It's in every country.
Yes.
But this country has still got a lot of good prospects in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump, I don't think he'll be in power very long.
So. Oh, we're here to hoping.
I'm sure by next week they would have impeached him.
Let's hope.
But
it's
don't
the
you
same
think
in the UK. Look what's happening in the UK.
Mm.
Mm. I mean, what's happened? And I'm British, but what's happened to the British people? Take back your country.
Yeah.
That's what I say to them.
Yeah. But is this going to, do you foresee it? Like, and I'm asking you to tune into your gift. Do you foresee the world actually transitioning into a better place? Or are we going to be in the slum for a while?
We're going to be in the slum for a while.
Ooh.
Funny, I see that as well. I mean, we're here now. Let's get comfortable with it for a while.
Yeah.
Because we need to in many ways. I think the world is not magically going to get better.
No.
And life doesn't just get better.
Yes.
You need to get to a point where you realize what you just said now. Like, we need each other. And sometimes it takes us being at this point where we don't see that we need each other for a certain amount of time to get to the bottom.
Mm.
And then when we hit rock bottom, we can start going up together. You know, and I really wish more people knew that they weren't the same color that they are now in the past lives.
No,
you know?
Gosh,
no.
Then wouldn't the world be a better place
for racism? It's like actually, you know, you were black before.
We were all black.
Or you
before.
Were white before, you know, or whatever. Or you were Indian.
That would be cool. I'd have great hair. Mm. That's the only thing I'd want from my Indian past.
Indian. I've been Indian once.
You could be that again. Sure.
But I think I was eaten by a tiger.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure.
T's just throwing out some random-ish now.
No, it's not random. This is for real. I'm just, because I had these feelings, and I'm so glad you're here because I could talk to you.
You can cross-check this.
You can, like, understand me. These other people don't. These mere
don't
mortals.
Take this. Don't take this guy seriously.
No, you must. Okay, so anyway.
Okay, so I want us to get into the readings. So, because, I mean, I've been baiting my people for a while.
Okay, so
I don't know if you want to start.
No, you should start.
Because you're scared.
No, I'm not, actually.
You just want to see how my life goes to shit first. And then you're going to be like,
then
stop
be like,
the
I
interview.
Told you so.
Stop the interview.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be like, thank you for telling her, because I've been trying. I've been trying, Jeanette.
Jeanette, you know, what's going on? Yeah. With my life, with my love life. Let's
you want to start with your
because,
love life?
No,
really?
You know, because let's start with the worst part of my life so I can build up to the good.
All right, cool.
So, Jeanette, tell the people, because they don't listen to me. They don't believe me when I say my love life has gone to shit.
It has, actually.
Right? And that's, she's not joking. She's not joking, guys.
You're searching for something that's not available for you at the moment.
Oh, tell me more.
Because it's like your career is everything for you at the moment.
Mm.
You will get someone. But I don't think he's going to be African.
Oh, you think he's going to be a white man? God, vanilla.
No.
Didn't we try that already just now?
Thank you.
Didn't we just try that?
If at first you don't succeed, try again. So you try again.
Have you ever tried a Scotsman?
Oh, like Gerard Butler.
I'm open for business, y'all. Send a resume and a picture.
Why don't you start right at the top, right?
So you see it being shit for a while, eh?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
Okay, because you know what? You're not learning from anything. It's like you feel you're learning, but you're such a strong, vibrant person. Yeah. It's like any guy you get is going to feel inferior next to you, and I'm in competition. And it's they're not. You don't want somebody like that. They're not. Yeah. You don't see them as being in competition with you, do you?
Mm. I never see it.
But they might see her. Hey,
what you need to do is, I'm going to say to you,
say it.
Go and do a self-analysis and find out why you're attracting these type of people to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
These lesser
and go back
men.
To your childhood. What like was your father? Okay.
My dad passed away.
No, but what like was he? Your mum must have been able to tell you what he was like.
He was different. I mean, my dad, bless his heart. He was very young when he married my mom, so he was, you know, very he was still very young. So he would do things. Like, I mean, he was a philanderer sometimes, you know. But I mean, for him, it was just, he was young. I mean, he passed away at 25, so.
Okay. Now, Rico, you said, you know, what he was like there.
Yes.
So you're attracting the same type of man towards you.
Philanderers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct? Wow. Am I correct?
Well, apparently so.
Yeah. So it's up to you to break that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So at the minute you see.
The signs.
Stop it.
And there's no fixing it.
Can I ask a question though right there? Because I think that's really important.
Yeah.
What about attracting, because I think young women, you need to start talking about the good things about your father, and then you might start attracting that. So
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Can you tell us the good stuff, and then maybe that's what you could find?
No, I mean he loved my mom to bits, you know, and he was a great provider, and he's, you know, the way he could provide. And but I mean, I don't think.
Is
no,
that
it's not. No,
what
you know,
you might need that you're not attracting.
A great provider.
Yeah, all the things you said. He loved your mom, but you're still kind of caught up in the other stuff.
No, it's not. It's not even that. You know what I think it is. Like you're saying, you know, I'm a nurturer. Uh-huh. That's who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and when I get into a relationship or when I care about someone, I become a nurturer. And I think you're right. Every single guy who breaks up with me or gives space, whatever, all they say is like, you know, you're so amazing and I want you to be my wife, but I can't. I just can't. Like, you're too much for me. You know, so it's always that. So I never know. They all have different variations of the same excuse, really. You know? So I want to know more. What am I doing?
You're not the psychic. Stop it. Guys who are not ready to commit. You like give these no hope.
You are.
Yeah. Well done.
Thanks. I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay.
You do your thing.
You got it. I was like, but you know me.
Yeah. No, you need to have more deep conversations. It feels like we're in counseling, you know? Because I've been trying to tell her this.
Oh, well. Thank you.
Never.
Who are you going to listen to?
Never.
It's a big brother problem.
So it is. So your advice would be just keep focusing on my career and.
You know what?
It'll
the right person will definitely come along.
Are you sure?
I can see that. I can see that.
Oh,
yes.
Thank God.
But you know what? I'm going to say something. Maybe
say
you just need to calm down a little bit.
Oh, is that,
you're
am
too
I
much in a hurry to get into a relationship.
Mm.
You're far too much in a hurry for that.
Yeah.
Live life. Enjoy yourself. You've got the looks. You've got the body. You've got the personality.
Thanks, Annette.
Love them and leave them.
Be like, that was fun. Bye. Bye. Okay, good. Good. You know what? I think I'm obsessed with my love life.
Yeah.
And I know I'm young and everything, but.
Enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Remember that. That's a takeaway.
Enjoy
yourself.
That's a takeaway.
It's your time.
You know what the fear for me is?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to be a mother so badly. Like, I want to have a family. And I keep thinking, like, you know, I need to meet a guy that I can live with a bit and, you know, we can have a great life and then only have kids, you know? And I feel like the more he waits, wherever the hell he is, the less time we're going to have.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, my God. You've got another 20 years.
I had my first at 40.
You're a man!
Your sell-by date's not there, my friend.
By the time you're 40, they would have figured it out. You know, they would have come up with a cure for menopause.
If you marry now, you'll be divorced within 10 years.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Telling you now.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that, Jeanette.
So enjoy your life. Okay.
I shall. And let's go to tea for the love life.
Oh, my God. Has this even worse?
Oh, yeah?
Did you hear that? Mine was shit, but yours is pretty. It's worse.
Okay, what's worse than that?
No, you're fine. He's you're a good guy. You're all together, but you love attention, eh?
Mm.
And you love to be spoiled here. And you are a father already, so you're
yes,
not?
Okay, yes.
Okay, you're a father of three?
Just one. I don't know the other two. The mothers haven't come forward.
They haven't disclosed.
They might come forward after this show.
Please come forward
because
now.
Because you will be a father of three. Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Is there twins in the family anywhere?
No, actually. Okay. Not in my family. But I believe there's twins coming, right?
Uh-huh.
On the way, but yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Three sounds like the uh-huh. right number. That's yeah. what I had in mind. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you're very perceptive of people. You know what you're doing. You're all together. You're a wonderful guy. Yeah?
Oh, thank
so
you.
Anybody Aww. Who gets you mm-hmm. is really getting a good man here. A really
what?
Good man.
Thanks, Jeanette.
You're well balanced, I want to tell you. You can okay. be full of... Can I say shit?
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time a woman has told me that. You're not the first. Okay.
And you can be so... You're very attentive. Mm-hmm. You do know what women need.
Okay.
Not just a quick shot. It's just you do know what they need. Mm-hmm. And you're very balanced in your relationships.
Mm.
Okay. Am I correct
yes,
with this?
Yes, yes, keep talking. Oh.
So it's like, and you want to climb the ladder. You want to go to the top.
All the way, always.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you want to be very, very successful in everything you do. And even as a father and as a husband, you want to be very successful in that as well.
Yes.
Am I correct with
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
And you will be.
Oh, thank you.
Aww. Okay.
There's a oh, thank you
will be.
I know.
But this what you're doing at the moment mm. isn't for good. This is temporary, but it keeps you alive.
Mm.
Right,
mm. Mm.
You love people. I can see how much yeah. you love people,
yeah. Yeah.
But you've got no time for nonsense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You find that somebody is like, I'm going to say, lying to you and mm. using you.
Yeah.
You cut them out totally.
Mm.
You can be a wee bit ruthless at times.
I guess when I get to that point, mm-hmm. I do get to that point. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes me a while.
Yeah, I can see.
So I'm going to get used for a bit
uh-huh.
if I'm going to get used until it's like it's enough
yeah.
already.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Who's using you at the moment?
Who isn't using you at the moment?
I'll be honest. I mean, I'm sure you can tell that I'm going through a transition in terms of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that is coming to an end.
Yes.
Right now.
But there's another one just coming in.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How did you
the
do
one
that?
That's coming
damn
in,
it.
I'm,
no
kidding. Can't talk like, about it like that because we're still in court. And I must say that I have been used by, you know, the relationship that I'm coming to an end with right now for some time. There's a podcast for this, so I guess they can listen at any point. But that is coming to an end for me.
Mm.
And we'll see, you know. But the one I'm in, I'm very, very happy.
Mm. Mm. So the one that you're in court with at the moment?
what would you like me to say? That's not going to incriminate me.
You had to get out of that.
I did. I think I got to a point.
Because that was taking away your identity as a person.
Oh, totally.
And it was like, rather than speak your mind, you keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taking away your identity totally. So you had to go back and find you again.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct with this?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you found you again, you had to move on.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
And that's exactly what you've done.
Mm.
But there's not too many people that do that. They stick in relationships. Because they have financial problems, they don't know where they're going, they're so insecure, they've lost their identity. Mm. Always in relationships, keep your identity.
Mm. Yeah. Look, I'd love to take the credit wow. and say that I was the one who came up with the idea that it must come to an end.
No, you.
I was kicked out. I was pushed more than it was like, this is not working, move.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I think I can be that loyal that it has to take a very traumatic situation for me to decide really it's not working, especially if I'm married.
Mm.
You know, I feel that that is something that you keep trying, baby. You
yeah.
know,
uh-huh.
yeah,
but you'll be better off for it.
Oh, yes,
you see how happy you're going to be.
I'm much better now.
And how you build together
mm.
is the main thing. And that's what you're doing. You're
yeah.
building together in this yeah. new relationship.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you're saying that.
So you're on the right track.
Thank you.
Okay. I wish you would just get your friend on the right track. Yeah.
The friend refers to me.
You don't need
to
get on that track just yet. I want
tell me some good stuff.
No, hang on.
Okay, now let's talk about career.
I'm so glad that you said that because I've been feeling like Candace is the kind of person who is doing a lot of big things in her life. And I think a relationship right now is not going to help her.
No, it's not going to help her
get to where she needs to go.
Mm-mm. It's going to get in the road.
It's going to, yeah, it's going to get in the way. And you're going to resent the person you're with.
Oh, really?
But in a few years' time, I'm looking at 10, sorry.
A few years' time, 10 years.
See how quickly time goes in it.
Yeah.
And 10 years seems like a lifetime away, but it's not.
Yeah.
And by then, it's like you'll be settled and you're ready for that.
Yeah.
Somebody come into your space now, you're hard work, so it's like they won't be able to keep up with you. And they'll always feel inferior next to you.
Will I ever meet a man who doesn't feel inferior next to me?
Yes, you will.
I will. Uh-huh.
There is good men out there.
And Korea, is there anything good happening in my career? That's what that I want to talk about. Let's talk about my good career tea.
Your career's going well, actually. And there's a lot of doors going to be opening for you.
Okay.
And it's like, don't try and do everything at once. Do one thing at a time.
Yeah, I've got so much energy.
I know you have. Because it's like even when you sent me the WhatsApp message, I could feel the energy in that. And it's like, I could feel it, the whole thing dancing around. When I walked in here, I thought, this is where you should be. Because you're giving energy to everybody that's out there, which is fabulous.
Thank you.
And you're giving them by the blog that you've done. Yeah. It's like you're making people look at themselves again.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So it's like you are doing a lot of good out there.
Oh, thanks, Jeanette. Thank God something good happened.
No, you are.
What's the bad news, though? I just want to, you can tell me any bad news that I need to know about.
I don't think on air.
No, you should. Because, you see, the thing is,
You might end up with me as a lover.
That's the bad news. Okay.
All right. I love it.
There's always a silver lining, though. I've always wanted a mature one. And a Scottish one.
Oh, how the parts have merged.
There's mature and mature.
But seriously, though, I mean, you see anything that
a stumbling
I don't know, because sometimes, like what you said to your father, it could have been a cautionary thing, but I also believe that there's certain things that are destined to be, and that should happen, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what we can do is, rather than fear them, be prepared that something's going to happen, and have no fear with it, because everything that happens in our life is always working towards our good.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And I'm a believer of that, a firm believer of that, so much so that why I ask you to tell me something, and I wouldn't say bad, because that's a human concept.
Something to watch out for.
But something maybe to watch out for, or to
you
plan
like
around.
Fast cars.
I do, and I drive them fast.
That's one of the ones you have to watch out for.
Mm. So don't have fast cars, or just don't
have
them as fast?
But just be a little bit more
cautionary.
Cautious.
Observant of where you are and what you're doing.
Okay. Oh, well, that makes sense. Mm. All right. It does make sense.
And do you like going clubbing at night?
I used to. I don't know. I'd like to not go back to it. So if you're going to tell me that I shouldn't, you'd be helping me out a lot.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah?
Because that's where problems is going to come into your life. But where there's going to be injuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So just like what we've seen here in Manchester happening.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Similar to that.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So.
Thank you for that. Because I've been thinking about it a lot. And I feel like I've been receiving from the spirit that, like, this is not for you anymore.
Yeah. Like, leave it be.
You've done that. So move on.
I've so
you know?
Done it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love that. No.
You know.
No. But like,
you
really.
Were.
Yeah. No. Wow. T, have you? Are you satisfied?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Good.
Oh, one satisfied. Has my wife.
You have one man who's very satisfied. Right. Well done.
Oh, you make me so happy.
Before noon.
After 7 years.
I don't even know how I go into my question.
I winged it here.
Okay. This is just a shot in the dark, but I want to know, is there any chance at all that you pick up my dad, like my 25-year-old passed away dad? Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, your skin just stood up. My skin just stood up.
Yeah,
I should have prepared you for that. I'm sorry.
But he has watched his family grow, very proud of you.
Aww.
Right. but also very proud of your mother. Your mother's been a fabulous role model for you as well.
She has.
And it's like she's been the one that's pushed you a lot as well. And yeah. he says he's very, very happy.
Aww.
Your father died quickly.
Yes.
It was. I feel that this could have been an accident, all right? But I also feel he was in the wrong the wrong place at the wrong time
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
And your dad is saying to me that he had a feeling he wouldn't make an old man, that he knew that something was
up. Emotional.
Wow.
That he knew that there was something up, but he didn't realize it was going to be as quick as this.
Jeez.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm like all teary-eyed.
Wow.
But he's letting me know he's got a mother and father in spirit.
Yes. His mother.
Okay. And I feel there's a brotherly figure here.
Yeah.
So he's there with them. He's showing me he's there with them as well.
Yeah.
And he's letting me know that he said he was fully bounced as well. He said he loved the women, you love the men. So he said there's definitely a link between the two of you. Okay.
That's what I got from my daddy.
He had lots of energy as well. Okay.
Okay.
There was a lot of people around him at the time, though. It was very jealous of him as well.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
So that's another thing we have in common, daddy.
wow.
But he did really adore your mother. Mm. All right. He really loved your mum. And it took her a long time to go over him. Not quite there. She's there. She's gone past that.
Yes.
She's moved on with her life. She's had more children.
Yes. One
okay.
more.
Okay. Uh-huh. And he's very happy for her.
Oh. Right. I'm so glad.
But he says to me to tell you to stop. I'm wondering if you're ever going to get married, if you're ever going to get children. He said, what do you think sperm banks were used for?
Only my dad would say such a thing. Yeah.
No, he's very happy with you, and he's very happy in spirit as well.
I'm so glad.
Right.
I'm so glad. Thank you. That's wow.
You mentioned that my grandfather was standing behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any particular thing that he wanted to tell me? I've been curious about him for some time now. Obviously, I never met him. And when he passed away when my father was very young.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Well, I was going to say.
Sports.
But, yeah? Yeah?
He's talking to me about sports.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Are you very much into your sports here?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, and again, do you go on the racetrack and drive fast cars as well?
Yes.
Okay, because that's one of the things he said to me, you have to watch for. All right.
No more going on the track.
And
or just watch out when
you
I'm
can
on
be
the track.
Very peaceful. You can go, I feel you could be a bit extremist at times. You can go on the fast track or you can go fishing.
All right.
And he's saying here, it's like, you've made as much of your life as you possibly can. Every day you've lived, every day, he's saying, and that, my boy, he said, is what I want you to do. He said you do keep your traditional roots though.
Well, not as much as I'd like to, but I want
but
to.
But you
I
do
want
keep
do
your traditional roots.
Yeah,
alright.
Yeah.
And somewhere in your traditional roots is definitely being a healer.
Yeah.
And definitely being, I'm going to say, a traditional healer here.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'd like you to go back and look at that. Because he said you are very psychic yourself.
A little bit.
Yes. And you can improve that, and you'll improve that with age. Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
42. Oh, 41. I'm only turning 42 this year.
Yeah.
I've just asked him now, have you got a long life ahead of you? And he said, yes, you have. Right.
Ooh.
So he's saying to me here, and there is another two children, and I do believe they are twins.
Okay.
All right. He's saying here, and he's saying, I always ask spirit when they come through, just give me one thing that you can connect with. And you look similar to him, he says. Am I correct with this?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I do.
And he said, I feel that you're a little bit more taller than him.
Yeah, he was very tall. But he was tall for the time.
Uh-huh.
But I'm taller than him a little bit. Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
And he says that he loved life as well, but that he was held back in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
But you're not held back in any way.
Mm. Thank you for that.
You're very blessed with, but I feel that you've also worked for it. But you're very blessed with everything that's coming your way in life.
Thank you. Very blessed. I believe that.
And he's very, there's just something about, and I don't know if you've got the same thing. I think you've got sneakers on, have you not?
Yeah.
But his shoes, he says, we didn't have shoes. He says, but the couple of pairs I had, they had to be like polished.
No idea.
He's showing me them being polished. Okay. Yeah. I just asked him for one thing again.
Yeah.
And he showed me the shoes and he showed me him sitting shining these shoes. Okay.
He was a man who really loved his shoes, right?
Uh-huh.
So he was very stylish. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have much, but what he had,
he looked after it. Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
And he wore a hat.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because I do see him standing here like this.
Yeah.
Okay. But he had a certain amount of charisma as well, that when he walked into a room, he walked in with a lot of dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And you could feel his presence, his energy at the moment when I'm working with it is fabulous. Oh, really fabulous.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, and you've got the same as well. Well, you need to take the sneakers off, doll.
The sneakers. I'm running at the moment. Reminds me, I'm running from place to place.
Whoa, okay. So I actually think people should know, like, how do they contact you? Is there a price list on your website? Do you tell them when they contact you?
There's not a price list on my website.
Okay. That would just be rude, wouldn't it? I mean, I can't imagine that.
Like, you can't afford
a price
me.
List, like, for a 15-minute reading, and then, you know, for the full 1 hour. No.
The only thing I want people to know is I do not go out to your house.
Oh, okay,
because of late, it's like everybody's, because this website's up and running. It's, do you come to my house? No, they come to me.
Okay.
But I do go to people's houses if there's a group, if they want a crossing over, if they want me to connect with people that has passed over, I will go for 10 people or more.
Okay.
Right. And I do, I'm going to put this in, seeing I'm on radio.
Yeah.
I'm the president of Benoni Spiritualist Church.
Oh, okay.
And tomorrow night we're having a crossing over at 6:30 in the evening.
Right. Wow. Okay.
I would just like to ask a question. I think maybe you might want to enlighten the listeners right now. A lot of people probably come to you for different things, right?
Uh-huh,
but
they do.
Some of them are usually like, am I going to find the one? Am I going to be rich?
Like me.
What would you? Because I think we need to get real about some of these things, you know. Mm. What would you advise that people come to you for? Because I think there's certain things that, like, either we know are not going to happen, but we come for... How do I say it?
Small things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they can phone me and I can sort it out over the phone, providing they don't take advantage of that.
Mm.
But I always ask Spirit, send me the people who need me.
Yes.
Mm.
And they do.
I love that.
Okay. So I don't deal too much with people that's got a load of,
you know,
small little things.
Is my wife cheating on me? Like,
yeah,
is that why you came?
That's why you're here.
Probably, yeah, right? You know, but I think it's important because I think we, as people, we miss out on so much.
Mm.
We come to you and we're asking the wrong questions.
Yes,
when maybe we've come to you and we've been, you know, we need to ask different questions.
You know what? When I started off, like, doing readings, I got that, a lot of that, but I don't get it now. I get people that really do need some guidance. But you can give them the knowledge that is channeled through to us from Spirit. What they do with it is up to them.
Mm.
You know, some people can go out and say, oh, that's a load of rubbish. They don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And a lot of people send me SMSs back saying, thanks for your help, Jeanette. It made a big difference. And I like people to laugh.
Yes, yeah.
You know, because if you go about with all these problems and troubles every day, you're never going to go forward in life. Laugh at life. They'll say to me, when am I going to die? I say, well, every day you live is a day closer to death.
Yeah. Right?
I love that.
Any day now.
That's beautiful. And it's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
But not on my shift. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
But not with me, not today.
And like, but I think finally, I mean, you've already told us this, but I think it might be worthwhile for the listeners. You acknowledge that God is the one who's giving you this power.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. God is an energy.
Hmm. Mm.
So we're working with his energy.
Mm,
and a lot of people say, no, that's a lot of rubbish. But we're dealing with his energy.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm,
okay. Mm. God never made the world the way it is.
Mm.
And that's what people must understand. He never made all these bombers and all these problems and everything like that. Man did it themselves. And if you look back in even your Bible, you'll see man will destroy man.
Mm.
Okay.
Wow.
And that is exactly what's happening at the moment.
Mm. Mm.
So if every country got their act together, it'd be a lot better.
Mm.
You'll never stamp out violence.
Yeah.
and things like that. But you can bring it down a little bit, people. Yeah. Mm. You know, yeah. Tone it down.
Yeah. Phew, this was a beautiful show. So people can find you on your website, which is www.jeannettemckenzie.co.za, or is it .com?
It's .com.
Is it .com?
But so. I prefer if they use my cell number and to come through to me on WhatsApp.
Okay, so you can give people your cell number.
It's 082 446-2508.
Fantastic.
I do not answer phones in the morning while I'm working, while I'm consulting, but from the afternoon onwards, I do.
Oh, okay, great.
And if you want to join any courses, I do teach as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, lovely. It's on the website as well. Everything's on the website.
It will be,
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a Facebook page or Instagram?
Yeah, I have
Instagram?
A Facebook page, Jeannette McKenzie.
All right. Okay. Do you have an Instagram page?
No, not yet.
Not yet. You should get one.
You should.
You should post some stuff from the future, like... This is me in a week's time. You know what I mean? And stuff like that, just to make people's minds. That's what I would do.
I'm technically challenged.
If I had your gift, the havoc I would wreak on the world. Like, I would be living my best life.
My best is when I'm traveling and I'm on the plane. Mm. And then I'll sit at the Air Force desk. You should drop that boyfriend you've got. Oh my God.
I knew it. The bastard. Yeah.
Then you did.
You're a psychic. I said, And you spend the whole journey doing readings.
I would only do that to get bumped up to like first class.
No,
you do.
Oh, there you go.
Can I ask you, just one quick question before we go? Because now I'm curious. Yeah, how do you date with the ability? Like, for me,
date with ability? Yeah. I don't date.
You switch it off at that point. Say, whatever will be, Lord.
I was going out. Shut me down. There was one guy I went out with for supper, and he looked at me and he was asking me all about the questions that I was, you know, about what I do and that. Then he says to me, "So do you read minds?" I said, "Yeah." So he said, "I bet you can't tell me what I'm thinking now." I said, "Yeah, I can. And I can also give you the answer." He says, "Okay, what's that?" I said, "You don't stand a chance, darling."
Wow. Okay.
That's a beautiful way to end the show.
Get to the point faster. All right.
Catch us next week, guys. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.